Welcome to the Good Book Club podcast, part of a worldwide initiative to get people reading their Bible and exploring the Word of God together. This season, we're reading the Gospel of Matthew. Find the full list of daily readings and more ways to learn and connect at goodbookclub.org.
Hello, I'm Sandra Montes, consultant and musician in Sugarland, Texas. Today's reading from the Good Book Club is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 23. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. Today's reflection on the scripture passage comes from A Journey with Matthew, published by Forward Movement as a book and ebook. The author is the very Reverend Ian S. Markham, PhD. It is amazing. The incarnation of God is a young child, and this young child is dependent on young parents to keep him safe. Jewish women at this time would have been married as they reached puberty, so Mary is probably no more than 14. The power and political structures of the day are challenged by the disclosure of God in their midst. The wise men represent power that recognizes this disclosure in a positive way. King Herod represents power that is fearful and resorts to brutal violence to crush this moment. This little child is caught in the vortex. This little child that Christians believe is God incarnate has to navigate the challenge of human political structures. The God we worship understands the complexity of human life and our relations with each other. The story of incarnation is a constant engagement with these powerful forces, but God is in control. The spiritual realm, through dreams and angels, connects with the physical realm to safeguard the promise embodied in this child. So a dream instructs the wise men to return to their own country on a route that bypasses Herod. And an angel of the Lord ensures that Joseph takes the child to safety in Egypt. There is much in this narrative. Two contrasting political responses, the miracle of the incarnation dependent on young people, and the way in which the spiritual realm interconnects with the physical. Throughout your day, consider this question about today's reading. Do you respond positively to the demands of love, like the wise men, or with fear, like Herod? If you'd like to comment or hear what others are saying, visit us on Facebook at The Good Book Club.
Thanks for listening. Find the full list of Good Book Club daily readings, as well as additional ways to learn and connect with other disciples, at www.goodbookclub.org. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement in partnership with the Episcopal Church's Office of Communications. Learn more at forwardmovement.org and episcopalchurch.org.